right, gang, it is the Conway and Whitman Show backstage at the Grammys, being brought to you by Michael Clayton. Yeah, go out and buy Michael Clayton. It comes out on DVD February 19th, everybody. All right, ladies and gentlemen, a very, very attractive woman is with us.
Yeah, man.
Nice to see you. China, everybody.
Have
Look
a seat.
At that,
Look
man.
At China, man.
Nice to see you.
Well, hi, fellas.
How you been?
Thank you. I've been...
You got to go as close as you can to that mic, and
okay,
I'll turn
how,
your, the
oh,
volume up
How's
a little
that?
Bit.
There
yeah.
We can,
yeah. Hey, so we're with 97.1, and I used to listen with to you and Howard Stern all the time.
Oh, yes,
yeah,
yes.
Going back and forth.
Love Howard.
And are you still doing Stern's show?
You know, unfortunately, Howard has been with me from the very beginning of my career, probably about 10 years ago. I think the last time I went on his show, I was a little bit too boring for him, though. There was snoring, and I don't know what that means exactly.
Whoa.
We've come a long way.
Whoa.
How long ago was that?
Let's see. 2 years ago?
You mean they were playing, like, snoring sound effects?
Yes, you know, all the guys in Ben Howard. Howard said, I don't know what's going on with you.
Oh, baby.
She's starting to get it together or something.
Oh, I
That is a very short dress you're tooling around in here.
Yes. Do you like it?
Yeah.
It's dressed up all
yes.
Beautiful.
Sequiny.
Yes. Your career, China, has gone through many...
pauses?
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you.
Pauses and chapters, right? Where are we?
Chapters. Yeah.
Where are we now? Now, today, where are we?
Well, now is a very, very exciting time.
Oh, good.
Because, I was thinking about it the other day, and I was thinking about, speaking of Howard Stern, starting in the wrestling industry was something totally unplanned. And because of that, becoming a world-famous athlete, I then met people like Hugh Hefner and Howard Stern and
Brian
Mr.
Whitman.
Antoni Inoki, Brian Whitman.
Brian, thank you so much.
Dr. Drew and VH1 family, and it's just kept going. And I saw somebody in a convenience store a couple days ago, and he said, hey, China, I know so-and-so from wrestling. And I went, hey, great. And he said, well, you had a great career. And I my response was, I'm having a great career.
Yeah. Right there in the convenience store, you said that to him?
Yes,
away
I did.
That
and,
idiot. How did he recognize you?
It made me think about that.
Yeah, right.
And good question. I'm ready to go. I feel like I'm ready to take it up to the next level. And
now,
whether that means acting, I'd like to go back to Japan and continue to work with Mr. Inoki.
I saw you on television recently, and the most recent television appearance I think I saw you was you were commenting on the recent deaths in professional wrestling, Chris mm-hmm. Benoit and some of the others that have been talked about. Do you think there's a real problem in professional wrestling? I mean, the list of dead wrestlers, for lack of a better term, is so long. And
it's incredibly long, and I don't even think that the people it really registers. It would be like me kind of would be like somebody who works for a cigarette company or the tobacco industry and going out and then trying to do something else and saying cigarettes are bad for you. I still believe that everyone makes their own choice. I love the wrestling industry still. I think it's great and entertains a lot of people, and I'm happy for what I did and so proud of it. I just think that, people need to make their individual choices. And I hope, I just only hope that I am an example,
All right, China's with us, and you're on Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew. What was the drug of choice? Was it pills, weed, booze?
I believe that... first of all, going into rehab, I didn't know what it was going to be, so I didn't know it was necessarily going to be a complete 12-step program.
Right.
I don't think that my issue was drugs or alcohol because I'm not an addict, but I had some severe trauma, and I knew that there was some behavioral issues, and I had some trauma, and I wanted to be able to work with Dr. Drew and see, go in with an open mind and see for myself. I don't know. I would venture to say that I'm one of the people that got the most out of that because Dr. Drew was a great help, and I have been digesting every single word that I heard in there from him, and I feel
he's a good
great.
Guy.
Yeah,
China.
He's a big drinker.
Just makes me think about. It's made me think about my behavior and the perception of my behavior a little bit,
right.
And you know, to, that I'm not that wrestler in the ring running around and blood and sweat and throwing people around. And
do you break anything while you're wrestling?
All the time.
Yeah.
Lots of broken bones, lots of violence, lots of deaths, lots of trauma.
Oh.
And
sounds like my house that I grew up in.
Yeah, mine too. So, you know, the experience was just, I'm very blessed for all of VH1 and the reality and to have evolved and for knowing Dr. Drew.
Excellent.
Feels good right now.
All right, they say you got to get out of here. China, it was very nice to meet you.
Thank you.
And congratulations.
Thank you.
On the success of this show. It's
VH1 great. Celebrity
yeah.
Rehab, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I hope it's a good example, and at the very least, it was a blessing for me. So.
Great. Congratulations.
Thank you, China, everybody.
Thanks very much.
All right, we are backstage at the Grammys, everyone. And, of course, it is being brought to you by Warner Brothers Pictures' Michael Clayton, coming to DVD February 19th.
Right.
And what a great interview she is, man.
Yeah, she's a nice lady.
Yeah, very nice lady. All right, it's Conway Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM.